My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. And you can see the borewell that we have put here. And it's giving water for the people. Tanin.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. And thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And good morning and welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. And I have got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number three, Michelle Swinnick will be jumping in. I'm not sure at exactly what time, but she will be jumping in with us today. And she is going to be talking with us about the election stuff. All kinds of new election issues going on, by the way. The Attorney General in Arizona has decided to open an investigation. Let me finish my tie. Open an investigation. In addition to that, Georgia has redone one of their county elections. They found one of those plugins that Greg Stenstrom talks about. And all right, here we go. And so they found one of these plugins that Greg Stenstrom talks about. And so Georgia actually redid and said one of their deals. They just said, hey, we got it wrong and now we're changing the results. But nothing to see here, folks. There's no problems with any of our elections. So yeah, that's going on. Let's see. Also, coming up on the program today, Dr. David Wormser will be with us. We'll be talking with Dr. Wormser. All right, here we go. We'll be talking with Dr. Wormser. Hey, Rick, you might need to sign out and sign back in. That's what I've seen folks do before, is sign out and sign back in and see if that works. All right, so Rick Manning will be with us here in just a second. In addition to that, we have, Jason Ho will be with us. We're going to get an update from Jason with regards to CCP, and there's a lot going on with regards to China that needs to be brought to your attention. As I mentioned, Dr. David Wormser will be with us. A lot to talk about with regards to Iran that we'll bring to your attention. Robin Van Etten will be with us today also. Let me get rid of that. Robin is the Global Chief Operating Officer of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. We'll talk about some issues that are going on with humanitarian problems in Ukraine with the Jewish population there. And last but not least, Dr. Alveda King will be with us today. Dr. Alveda King will be joining us today on the program, and she'll be on with us here in just about 22, 23 minutes. So very much looking forward to Dr. King being a part of the program today. Hope that you will tune in for that. I'm going to be posting about that actually here, popping that out right now so that our social media audience is aware. Rick, can you hear me yet, brother?
I can hear you now.
Hey, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, my goodness. First of all, happy Monday.
Happy Monday indeed. Thanksgiving week.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we're going to have at least one special hour on Thanksgiving dedicated specifically to the history of Thanksgiving, the real history. Bill Federer will be joining me, and I know I'm going to get one hour out of him anyway, and then we'll see. But I am going to be taking a little bit of a break the end of the week. So if you see some older programming, folks, don't panic. I'll be back, I don't know, the following Monday, I guess. We have the nightclub shooting tragedy that took place in Colorado. And, again, because it was an LGBTQ bar, they're going to, they really desperately want to turn this into a right wing hate crime thing like they tried to do with Orlando. But of course, turns out that in Orlando, the guy that went in there was A, Muslim, and B, homosexual. So we will have to see. And not that lessens.
But that's not, those are facts. Those are facts, Greg.
Right.
It doesn't, facts don't matter. It's a matter of what the narrative can be.
Yeah.
If the facts are inconvenient, they'll shut down the press guy who puts them out and make sure the police report takes a long time to come out so they can play the narrative so nobody actually catches up with the fact the narrative is false.
Well, I don't want to be conspiratorial, and certainly, the loss of life is terrible. But, it's, I don't know, some would say interesting that this has happened following the passing of the Respect for Marriage Act vote that took place this past week. To me, probably Dr. Carol Lieberman, I'll have to bring her on to talk about this, but what this highlights more than anything, and the situation with what happened in Orlando, look, you can't change actual nature. That's what they try to do with the transgender situation. You can't change that nature. man can't just decide the, I mean, he can make these choices. He's free to make these choices, but it's not going to find you peace and it's not going to find you happiness. And the comfort that folks need, and we'll talk a lot about this in my next segment with Dr. Alveda King, the answer to all of our issues is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's not beating you over the head. It's offering you real, real, true hope.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's a, you can only, you know, the fact is, this is, you can't solve happiness through surgery. Okay, and I'm going to take it off the transgender thing and just, we know time and again that people try to use plastic surgery as a means to calm their insecurities. And time and again, when people are surveyed afterwards, we discover that they're no happier. It didn't solve their problem. It solved what they thought their problem was. But it didn't solve their problem. And so if you look at it just in terms of, get it off of the thing that's politically charged and put it into just something that people acknowledge, plastic surgery has a temporary effect. There may be reasons to do it because of deformation or other things with surgery. There's lots of legitimate needs for plastic surgery.
Sure.
But by and large, those who think they're going to get transformed in some way and it's going to make them suddenly happier, that has proven to be false time and time again. Because the happiness or unhappiness is on the inside. It's not on the outside. And until you change the way you perceive yourself, you don't change the way you see the world. And the transformation of how you see yourself is the transformation that Christ provides. Because once you remember you're a child, you know you're a child of God and you've got everything. You know, once you've fallen into God's arms of Christ, you've got everything. And that's the peace of mind. Doesn't mean you're totally happy running around like, you know, a Cinderella singing and whistling through the forest or something. But you have the inner security that a relationship with Christ provides that many of these people are just longing for. They're longing for a sense of who they are. Well, the only way to really know who you are, when you discover that who you are is you're part of the family of God. There's no better family, and that's where you're at, and that's the answer.
Well, we're certainly seeing that, you know, in India, there's a great deal of persecution that's taking place in India. People are threatened with their lives if they choose to go to church. I mean, this is a reality that they live with. And yet I was talking to Pastor Samuel over the last couple of days and he said, Pastor, our pastors, and we had a meeting with our pastors a couple of weeks ago. We're going to do that again mid-December, by the way, and we're buying them jackets. And then, for the congregations that need it, we're providing them with either a rug or a drum. The drum is the major, a major instrument in their worship. And of course the carpet, you know, the floors, cause that's what they are on for the majority is they're on floor. And the floors over there, especially in the winter, are just frozen. I mean, they're just cold. And so the rugs are the only way that they can, you know, get some barrier between. But, you know, in talking with them, they're like, look, the numbers in our churches are growing daily. People are coming to the Lord and they're coming to the church and they're seeking out relationship and God's doing miraculous things. There's all kinds of wonderful testimonies of people's lives being changed, physically healed, and a variety of different things. But, you know, it is to what we were talking about, you know, that in here we have some very severe persecution and we have an answer and we have people that know that there's something different and they're going and searching it out in spite of threats to their own physical well-being, the churches in the outerlying areas in India where we minister are all growing, and that's a really cool thing. We're going to get ready to go into a break here. When we get back, there's lots to talk about, including we need to kind of drill down a little bit on this special counsel decision that just happened over the weekend. Rick, I know you commented about it on a post that you put up. I think sure. We need to discuss it. I think we need to have some conversation about the continued persecution, because it's not just a persecution of President Donald Trump, the 45th president, but there's a continuation also of what they're doing to our January 6th people, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on, and it seems as though they're relatively out of control. So we'll talk about that coming up when we get back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. My guest is Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. You can get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Get signed up for our emails, and you'll get things dropped in your box. We'll be back right after this brief break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. Rick, so you gave me one piece of, you know, hopeful news there. And that, of course, was the, Respect for Marriage Act can be overturned, but then you turn right around and dampen my day. I guess I'm not going to be watching the World Cup. So yeah. I don't know which one you want to tell us first.
Let's do the left has got something that's really bad when they write a really neat title on it. The Inflation Reduction Act doesn't reduce inflation. Well, the Respect for Marriage Act destroys marriage. Okay, understand that. That's the intent. That's what they're doing. 12 Republicans in the Senate voted for cloture. There's another cloture vote. There's going to be a series of amendments once they come back in the lame duck session from Thanksgiving break. They'll have a series of amendments. And Senator Lee from Utah is attempting to have an amendment that would put at least some fig leaf of religious protection in. It's not anticipated they'll even get to vote on that because Schumer won't allow it. And then there's going to be and then they'll have another opportunity to vote for cloture. And so that's the one that double counts. It's the one that actually counts. And so there still is a chance to change senators' minds. And so they're back home now, so you can contact their district offices and have an impact. And don't just because somebody voted with you or against you, if you want to contact your senators, your two senators on this, do that. Don't depend on anybody to vote the way they voted before. We have to hold the votes that are against it. And we have to then flip three Republicans against it. And, there are three Republicans there who should vote against it. And that's that's the task. And it's, but that's the good news. The bad news is the men's World Cup team decided that the little emblem on their uniform that used to have red, white, and blue on it and kind of they've decided that they're going to turn that into a rainbow flag instead. So the U.S. team is no longer wearing the U.S. flag or U.S. flag emblem. They're wearing a rainbow emblem. And I'm not talking about God's symbol. He won't destroy the world again. We know the flag we're talking about. So I've just become a huge fan of the Wales soccer team. Because I hope these bozos get knocked out in the first round and they don't get to, they go home with their tails between their legs.
How sad, you know, that you have our national soccer team essentially, and, you know, I'm not in favor of throwing homosexuals off of buildings, but the host nation has laws against homosexuality. And now here we have the United States of America that you know is supposed to be a Christian moral nation is going in and that's the group that they have particularly decided to defend.
That's a great point. Remember let's talk about what we need to talk about in terms of the the presidential thing.
Very quickly, because we're going to run out of time. For those that may not have picked this up, there was a special counsel that was appointed by Merrick Garland, a Jack Smith, I think is his name.
Jack Smith, yes.
Yeah, on Friday, to investigate the quasi-criminal activities of the former 45th president, Donald Trump. Rick, your thoughts on this?
Well, obviously it's a weapon, further weaponization of the Department of Justice. But let me just give you 2 seconds on Jack Smith and who he is. He is the attorney of the Department of Justice who was encouraging Lois Lerner to go after IRS C4s, the Tea Party groups. When the IRS was attacking Tea Party groups, he was the attorney who was encouraging it. He was the attorney who wanted to prosecute it. Lois Lerner had to tell him, no, there's no prosecutions here. She was actually the reasonable one. Jack Smith was the crazy. He's the one who's the special counsel. And the list of things that he's done wrong or in terms of weaponizing DOJ, Department of Justice, and being part of that are as long as your arm. Bottom line is he's being sold as the head of the Public Integrity Unit, but the Public Integrity Unit was a unit used to go after anybody who did not agree with the left and their view, in their worldview. And Eric Holder, Obama AG, used this guy as a weapon against, Obama's opponents. And now he's been appointed to be the special counsel. He is not a neutral person. He is an advocate. He's a radical. And Congress needs to say, the House needs to say, we're not funding this guy.
It sounds to me like, he probably needs to be investigated himself and put in jail. He sounds like he more than likely has participated in some criminal acts and abuse of power.
Well, he's at least advocated abuse of power. Once again, when Lois Lerner turns out she's the rational one in the entire IRS scandal, you sit there and you say, what's going on? And then to find that the guy who was pushing the bad news is now the special counsel. There's got to be something done about it, and Congress can do that. House can do it anyway.
We've got to keep an eye on that. All right, we're out of time. Dr. Alveda King coming up next. Rick Manning, thank you, sir. God bless. I appreciate you very much. We'll be back with more right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has 4 powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbal. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Aldershot. Thanks to Aldershot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Amen.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, I am just so grateful to have my next guest on the program with me. If you have never heard her speak, well, you're in for a treat this morning. She is the chairman of the Center for American Dream at the America First Policy Institute. She is a civil rights activist. She's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She's a Christian evangelist, a pro-life advocate. As a matter of fact, she is the one directly responsible for helping Vernon Jones to grab hold of and understand the value of life. She contributes at Fox News. She hosts the Alveda King's House on Fox Nation. She's a former Georgia State legislator, and she's also a 2021 recipient of the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. I want to welcome Dr. Alveda King. Dr. King, welcome. So good to have you.
Good morning, Pastor, to you and your listening and viewing audiences. And God is faithful. Everything that you just said, we need the Lord today like we always have. And we just need the Lord, and we need to learn to love and regard each other and just get this work done, sir.
You know, everybody talks about there's so many challenges that are going on. There's things that are happening to our children in our schools. Obviously, the sexualization of kids and the transition and all of these kinds of things, but they really do boil down to issues of the heart and us learning and understanding the value that we've been given by God. And it really goes back to your message about life and where the value of life comes from.
Yes, sir. And you know, we're still in the midterm election season. It got delayed by a few midterms. But what we're having to do is remind people we cannot legislate morality. That is just absolutely impossible. We have to have the Spirit of the Living God. My colleague, Jack Brewer, a football great who is now ministering and mentoring and helping communities across America. We work together at America First Policy Institute. And Jack says that politics without morality is sin. And that's what you're seeing with the transgender surgeries of minors, the backlash from the overturn of Roe v. Wade, that law that was so unjust that made abortion legal in America from 1973 until this year. And we were killing innocent babies, which released an attitude, if you will, I would say a spirit of, so would you, but an attitude of violence on this nation that we had never experienced before, because we were killing the unborn, the innocents. So no, we can't legislate things like that. We can elect godly people, people who fear God, people who are humble and repentant, and they can get into office and administer through the guidance of the Constitution of the United States, which really gets its model from Almighty God. We can do all of that. But we have to examine our own hearts to see how we got to where we are. And then we all know the way is back through the Lord God Almighty.
And what you're saying about the legislation has to cut both ways, because we have morality being legislated to us right now in our public school system. And I think that's the thing that is really disconcerting when you look at what's happening to our kids and to our children, and this, you know, violence that we're seeing, this uptick in violence that we are seeing. Everybody wants to blame it on the, you know, on a weapon, specifically on our right to bear arms. But more importantly, I think what they lose is that they have been telling kids and confusing them about their identity. They confuse them about when life begins. If you think that all you are is some blob of something that evolved into a human person, and
you lost your purpose, your identity. We are legislating right now immorality. We're passing immoral legislation, legislating immorality, whereas we need to be legislating according to the natural laws of God, which can be found in our Constitution. And that is a major problem. So we can elect folks that, like I say, fear God and will rule according to a government that brings life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness from the womb to the tomb on into eternity. Now, what we did see, And it was an upswing, a remarkable thing. The parents, starting in Virginia, and there was a huge wave of that, when the parents in Virginia during COVID discovered what the kids are learning in school. Mm-hmm. And they found all this immorality, and the parents were like, no, that's not going to build strong children. We're not going to have that. So starting in Virginia, they came back against what's called critical race theory. And what they said is, we believe that all people really should be created equal. We believe that people should be one blood and one human race. We're not going to divide people and tell people to do what one of the senators in Georgia said, white people, repent of your whiteness. We're not going for that. That is wrong. That's moral. So instead of what has happened before, the good people of God, oh, we're not going to discuss that. We're not going to talk about that. Some even went so far, we're not going to vote. We're going to stay home and pray. No, be active. Do what the parents wake up and say, we want our children to be educated, not decimated, not castrated. And so we have to do all of that. And it's okay. You said we could say whatever we needed to say on your show.
Yes, ma'am.
So I just said it.
Yep. No, absolutely. Well, it's really ridiculous. I had to change the channel over the weekend because one of the football games, they started going into all of that. And, you know, and it had to do with, you know, black coaching and this and that and the other. Well, listen, I'm all about this. You work, you do a good job, and you should be rewarded accordingly. Promotion should come to people based on their work ethic and based on gifts, talents, and abilities, okay? You know, you look out on a basketball court, and predominantly you're going to see black ball players. I mean, you just do. Well, they worked hard and they competed for positions and they beat out other people. That's just a reality. And so the best player should play.
And Lovely, hey, but we do have to remarkably make a comment about that. However, now I would say that because of the discrimination and the skin color wars, of the 20th century and earlier, where we had to have a few regulatory, adjustments temporarily mm-hmm. to get a level playing field. There was nothing wrong with that. But even when they used to have a 10% of set aside and they said to the business, you have to have at least 10% of blacks. I say, why can't we all just have part of the 100% and do exactly what you just said? Based on competition and the work ethic, if one group of people needs a little more help with getting appropriate education and stuff during this time, but let's all get strong together. And that's what we've not done. Mm-hmm. But I do need to mention this. What we have now with males, biological males, sending their females and going into female sports. And crazy. We had one young lady who did compete with a biological male who said he was a female, and she tied. There was a tie, and there was only one trophy. Do you know what they said? She was in school in Kentucky. She graduated in Kentucky. They said, well, we're going to give her, the biological male who says she's a her, we're going to give her the trophy, and we'll mail you yours. But the biological male who says that he's a her is going to get the picture, the photo, and the attention. So she was like, something's really wrong with this, and we're not going to do it this way. So you will hear more from her and the plight of the female athletes who are now having to compete against biological males.
Well, and there was another situation where you had a biological male who's now competing as a girl in girls' sports who took like 72nd place, was the best he had ever done. Mm-hmm. In his high school competition against boys, but now mm-hmm. he won the championship and being
celebrated like that and the poor girls.
Yep.
A biological female
yep.
is not designed to compete with a biological male. Herschel Walker, in Georgia says it like this, football great Heisman Trophy winner.
Mm-hmm.
He said, mothers, do you want your daughter out on the football field with me? And everybody just stops. It's stunning when he asks that question. But, you know, if he says, if I put on a dress and a wig and some lipstick and we're going to be on the field, do you want that to happen?
Right. And the answer is no.
No, because she'll get hurt. And there are some females in these sports that are being hurt by the biological males too.
Absolutely.
They're being physically harmed.
Yeah.
And that is
it. Yeah, no, it is. It is. All right. Well, and again, you know, at the end of the day, the answer is we need to come back to God. As a country, we need to come back to God. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio, Dr. Alveda King, right after this brief break. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Dr. Alveda King. She's going to have to leave us here in just a couple of minutes, but I asked her if she would please stay with us just for a moment to just give us her reflections on Thanksgiving and perhaps say a little prayer with us. Dr. King, your reflections on this Thanksgiving holiday, and if you would, maybe close our time together with a little prayer.
Well, Pastor, I consider this the holiday season, and it's not totally ungodly to say season's greetings or happy holidays, but I carry it all the way through. And I say, you know, I think of it this way. We're approaching Thanksgiving, and then that is the time we give thanks to God for all of his things that he does in our lives, believing that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Then we go to Christmas, the beautiful sacrifice of Jesus Christ begun with his birth. And we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus, with the understanding of all that he would go through, obeying his father and shedding his precious blood for us, that we could be called the sons and daughters of God. That's the reason for the season. And then actually, believe it or not, we go on into the new year. And then we say Happy New Year. And we look around, and like my granddaddy, Martin Luther King Sr. would say, thank God for what we have left. And then we also celebrate the legacy of my uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in January. And I remind people that he loved the Lord. So the holiday season, and I'd like to say a little prayer. Lord, bless those who are viewing or listening to this broadcast. many of us have experienced losses, Lord, whether it be the COVID or all types of things have been going on. And yet, Lord, you are still our God. So we thank you, Lord, today for each other. We thank you, Lord, for bringing light into the darkness. And for those who are suffering loss or discouragement or something at this time, touch every life. Lift us all up, Lord. And as we go into Christmas, somebody might say, I don't have anybody. You have God. You have Jesus and Holy Spirit. Just seek the Lord. And prayerfully, all of those around you will remember and know to love each and every one. So as we approach the new year, I begin to reflect on my own sins, repenting and asking God to help me be better in the coming year. So, Father, we just thank you. We love you. We bless you during this time. You are our God. So with this little bit of song, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for inviting me on your broadcast.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. King. Happy Thanksgiving, a very Merry Christmas, and a very blessed New Year to you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye now. All right, folks, and I think that's a good time to share this with you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in his grace and mercy sent his Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, he is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Some uplifting words, I hope, and some words that are words of love and said and meant with love. The positions are biblical. The beliefs are scriptural. They're God's word. And they're said with love. I remember, Ken Hutcherson having him on the program and Hutch and I talking about Hutch passed away. He had cancer. But we talked in our interviews about the cure for cancer, and sin is a cancer. And sin is what is permeating our society and our culture. It's sin that is what's causing all of the issues that we're seeing today. Ultimately, it's sin. It's man's decision to rebel and to disobey God and to try to institute his own manners and his own ways and so on. And by doing so, by calling those things that are evil. And when we say that they're evil, we really need to understand what that means, folks. It means that these are things that are harmful. That's how we need to see evil. Evil is something that's actually ultimately going to hurt us. And that's was again, you know, why God gave us the instructions and the law was to help us to see what it was that was causing man's demise. But we have an answer, and his name is Jesus Christ. Very quickly, want to just say thank you, by the way, for your listening to the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please share with a friend. Share, ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. Share with a friend. We want to increase our viewership, so please share it with a friend. And consider buying me a cup of coffee as you have this cup of coffee with me each and every morning. Please consider buying a cup of coffee. Just one cup of coffee a month would make a huge difference. With 50, 60, 70,000 people, if each person just bought me one cup of coffee, boy, oh boy, could we make an impact in India? Could we make an impact on the airwaves? Could we make an impact right here in the United States of America? I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this, hour number two.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option, like the right option for you, the right option for your family, a healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.